Welcome to Trivia with Dad. I'm your host, Dad. We have a family-friendly show with four topics, five questions per topic for a total of 20 answers. We also end the show with two truths and a lie. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Trivia with Dad.
The theme of the day, letter H. No idea why. I just started going with it, so you better start thinking of some H words. The rounds, hibernation, Hungary, letter H, and Harvard. Round 1, hibernation. When animals hibernate, they are not sleeping. Hibernation is a state of inactivity and metabolic depression in animals during the winter, where their body temperature, heart rate, and breathing slow down to conserve energy. Question 1. Do fish hibernate?
No.
Correct, they do not. But they do enter a state of dormancy called torpor in the winter. They still move, but everything is slowed way down. Question 2. What hibernating animal species has been making predictions about winter since 1887?
A groundhog!
Buxatawny Phil! He doesn't actually hibernate, by the way, because he lives in a climate-controlled zoo environment. Question 3. What species of bears hibernate the longest?
Brown bears?
Correct. Also would have taken grizzly bears. They're kind of the same thing, but apparently they are different because they live in slightly different locations.
Well, I was going to say grizzly bear.
Do all bears hibernate? A lot of contrasting information out there. Most do. Even some bears in captivity can. Even pregnant bears can. Most don't. They can even give live birth during hibernation. Wild. Question 4. What is the main reason most squirrels are unable to hibernate?
They can't hold enough fat in their body?
Correct! During summer, they stash food in different locations. Then in winter, they do sleep for about 20 hours a day, heading out in the early morning or late afternoon to snack on their hoards. Question 5. Found in Madagascar with the rest of their species, what is the only primate known to hibernate?
Lemurs?
Correct. You know what I just thought? None of those answers started with H. I don't know why I acted like everything would start with H. There's actually only one type of lemur that hibernates out of about 100 of their species.
King Julian.
No, it's the fat-tailed dwarf lemur because it has a fat tail.
Isn't Marty a fat tail?
Probably. Here's the takeaway from hibernation. It's confusing and humans don't fully understand it. I've never researched a topic with more contradictory information. I think the scientists are just guessing on a lot of this stuff. Nevertheless, 5 out of 5 round for the ladies. Round 2, Hungary. The country, not the feeling. Is being hungry a feeling?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm angry at you. I'm hungry at you.
Yeah, I don't know if hungry is a feeling.
But you can't say I'm happy at you either.
I am happy at you. Question 1. How long is the Hungarian coastline?
Five feet.
Incorrect.
5 miles.
Boom! I ruined the perfect game with a trick question. There is no coastline.
That was my second guess.
Hungary is a landlocked country. I don't even know if I can do that. Did I break the trust of these girls and the listeners at home?
She was pretty close.
If you knew the answer, you probably feel pretty special. We won't do too many of those. Question 2. Hungary borders 7 countries. Can you name a single one of them?
England.
No.
Egypt.
No. Austria, Croatia, Romania, Slovakia, Slovenia, Ukraine, and Serbia. You guys are chips off the old block, because when I read this, I thought Germany, and I was wrong as well. Question 3. The Danube River runs through the capital city of Hungary, which is...
I think it starts with a B.
Mila?
Beltington.
Budapest. Wow, Maddie, good pull. No points, though. It's actually a merge of two cities, Buda and Pest. It's the largest city in Hungary. Question 4. True or false? Hungary has a naming law stating that names must come from a pre-approved list.
True.
It is true. No trickery here. I just wanted to share what I thought was an interesting fact. Question 5. What Budapest-born escape artist died on Halloween in 1926?
I don't really know any escape artist except Houdini, so I guess that's my answer.
Harry Houdini is correct, and it's a double H. It's so wild to me that this mysterious magician died on Halloween. He died at Grace Hospital at the age of 52 because of appendicitis. His appendix was removed, but the poison from the ruptured appendix was already in his bloodstream. Medicine is not hocus pocus. 2 out of 5 round, they're up to 7. Sponsor alert, Golf Pong, 4.6 stars on Amazon. We are getting closer to Christmas. It is a great gift. It comes with a hitting mat, 16 Velcro golf balls, a stand with 6 targets, and a carrying case. Mila, what's up?
I wanted to say something about Houdini.
Oh, go for it.
Apparently, according to a show on Netflix, it was a punch that killed Houdini because somebody punched him and he never got it treated.
I wonder if this would work at home.
Do not punch your sister. Round 3, letter H. In this round, the answers do start with H.
It's a trick.
No tricks. Question 1. Striped and spotted are types of this African animal known for scavenging.
A hyena?
That's right. Hyenas live in clans, with many members dominated by female hyenas. Question 2. The H-bomb has the capacity to be far more destructive than the atomic bomb. What does the H stand for in H-bomb?
Help.
Good one. No.
I don't know.
Hydrogen. Atomic bombs use nuclear fission. Hydrogen bombs use both nuclear fission and fusion. They have never been used in war, and we hope they never will. Question 3. The dish goulash originated in what country?
Hungary.
Thank you. I was really hoping you guys would put that one together. Yep, it's Hungary. There are only 4 countries that start with H. Can you name another?
No.
Haiti, Honduras, Hong Kong. But you got the one for the point. Question 4. Comics. What huge green rage-filled character does Dr. Bruce Banner transform into when he gets angry?
Hulk.
Yes, the Hulk. He was exposed to heavy doses of gamma radiation. Scientist Bruce Banner transforms into the mean green rage machine. What about his genes, though? I mean, come on. Mila told me they were made out of spider webs. I've also seen their unstable molecules on the web.
He says they're made of, like, spandex.
Wait, isn't Hulk Ant-Man?
Whoa, Maddie, not the comic book guru. Ant-Man is Ant-Man. He's an ant-sized dude. And Hulk is the big green guy. Come on, man. Question 5. The Greek hero Achilles has only one vulnerable spot on his entire body. What is it?
Let me rephrase the question for you. The vulnerable guy, Achilles, has only one vulnerable spot on his heel.
Wait, what? I don't know, but the answer is heel. He was dipped into the river Styx by his mother. What I don't get is, why didn't she just throw him all the way
because
in?
Because then he would have drowned and died.
Yeah, if she threw him all the way in, maybe all of Greek mythology and the whole world as we know it would be different.
It doesn't work that way.
Oh, it does. Butterfly effect.
Because then he would have gotten sucked in by all the bad misery thoughts in the river, and there had to be something anchoring you to the real world.
So clearly, Maddie's been reading Greek mythology and not comic books. Round 4, Harvard. Located in Cambridge, Massachusetts, it's one of the oldest and most prestigious universities in the world. 8 presidents went to Harvard. Zuckerberg, Conan O'Brien, Natalie Portman, Dr. Seuss. It's famous. It's only $56,000 a year. I mean, I know that's not only, but I really thought it would be like $80,000 a year. Question 1. Which famous tech entrepreneur dropped out of Harvard to start Microsoft?
Bill Gates?
Yes. Why were you whispering his last name is probably Microsoft if you knew the answer?
To throw me off.
Why'd you want to throw me off?
Bill Gates created a traffic monitoring system in high school and sold it to local authorities. It's not unprecedented for kids to have big money ideas. So Maddie and Mila, it's time to start contributing, or at least keeping your room clean.
People should make a Roomba that cleans rooms fully, not just the hair off the floor.
Like a robot. The Jetsons. Question 2. Harvard is a member of the rigorous Ivy League schools. There are 8. Can you name another Ivy League school? Kids, name 1. If you're an adult at home, you gotta name 3.
Yale.
Yale is one of them. You have Brown University, Columbia University, Cornell, Dartmouth College, Princeton, University of Pennsylvania, Yale, as you said. University of Pennsylvania, though, that one is like wild to me. I guess it's very rigorous and very academic. Question 3. What famous actor who starred in Rounders, The Bourne Identity, and Good Will Hunting attended Harvard?
Yale, Harvard.
No, I won't even go to Mila. Matt.
No. Is it Good Will?
Matt Damon. Honestly, now it just seems like everybody went to Harvard. I always thought Harvard was in Boston, though. So then I looked, and Cambridge is only 3 miles away. So, half point for me. Question 4. Harvard's entire 1818 sophomore class was expelled for engaging in what sort of immature battle?
A fist fight?
No, that's not immature. That is dangerous, those at home.
A lightsaber fight.
That would be immature, but it was a food fight. Some were later reinstated, but they had to pledge to follow the rules and sign an expression of readiness to submit, whatever that is. Question 5. Harvard's motto is Veritas, which is Latin for what virtuous word?
Learn.
Incorrect.
Good.
Truth. Strong, though, still. Headed into 2 truths and a lie, they have 14 points. It's the number 8. H is the eighth letter. Tying it all together with a bow. Statement one. Oxygen is the eighth element on the periodic table. Statement two. Argentina is the eighth largest country by land area in the world. Statement three. Saturn is the eighth farthest planet from the sun. So you have oxygen, eighth element, Argentina, eighth largest land area, and Saturn, eighth farthest. The lie.
Argentina, eighth largest.
Incorrect. That is very much true.
Oxygen.
I stumped him. Neptune is actually the eighth planet from the sun. Saturn is the sixth. Girls, 14 points. Have a great day.